Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Tuesday. It's Futures Day here on the show. And we're joined now by Christian Cipollini, lead trader from BetMGM on the GetMyPhoenix.com. Guest line, the Phoenix, a revolutionary technology helping men all across America get back to their best in the bedroom. Visit GetMyPhoenix.com to learn more. Christian, we appreciate you joining the show. We'll jump around with pro college stuff. But one thing we were wondering, and it was talked about on the show yesterday, brought up again today, Alabama, the college football playoff. There's still a pretty big number out there in Alabama to win the national title. Of course, it's going to take some steps here. They have to make the playoff and then obviously win a couple games when they get there. But they were pronounced dead basically a couple weeks ago when they lost their second game. Do you see the path as things are shaking out for them to make the playoff as we are now?
Yeah, after last week's craziness, we had them off the board. And as that Ohio State-Michigan game was going and Clemson started losing, we were going, hold on, wait a second here. Alabama's suddenly back in this. You know, there's a road for them now. And how to add them back into the futures. And even that, they started kind of climbing down and down from there. But, yeah, if TCU and USC lose this week, there's definitely a road there. You know, it'll depend, I guess, on the outcome of the games and how things go from there. But there's definitely a road for them. It'll be complete chaos if those two lose, because then you have Ohio State, TCU, USC, and Alabama all basically up to the committee and who they decide gets in.
Christopher, people considering a bet on a team like Alabama or Ohio State, the results of tonight, will they matter? We saw in the AP poll the order was Ohio State first, Alabama next. I think there were six on the outside looking in. But well, what the committee does tonight with 5 and 6, like what if they say that Alabama's ahead of Ohio State in the betting markets? Could you see all of a sudden that Alabama number shorten, or does it just not matter because it's going to change in a week anyways?
I think that definitely would, because then that's telling us if a TCU and USC lose, then that means they got Alabama likely going in over Ohio First. State at that point. So yeah, that number, you know, I think we're about 40-1 right now. That would drop down pretty significantly, because TCU and USC are, you know, while they're okay favorites, you know, there's definitely potential for the, you know, one or both of them to lose.
What is your assessment of this K-State TCU game? Because it is hard to beat the same team twice in a season, and I think TCU got some breaks in that last matchup, and if things don't bounce their way the second time around, it could be troubling for this Horned Frogs team.
Yeah, I mean, we have them at TCU minus 2.5, so with that on a neutral field, you know, they got a slight edge there, but that's a toss-up game. You know, anything can kind of happen there. And as you said, it is hard to beat a team twice, so.
Christian, is the Heisman Trophy race over? Is this now belong to Caleb Williams after what happened with USC on Saturday night? What's the outlook on the Heisman? And in terms of, you still have bets coming in on that? Like, how much into the season do you start to see crystallizing in terms of where the bets are coming from for the Heisman? Or does it happen right up to the end?
Yeah, they still come in right into the end. We actually, just before I was talking to you guys, I was taking a couple bets on Stetson Bennett, you know, just kind of those long shot odds. I personally think it's pretty much over at this point, barring a Caleb Williams complete clunker, which hasn't really seemed like that's going to happen. He'd have to have a really big clunker to get someone else back in this. So,
yeah.
So I would say
it feels like it's done. Yeah. That was quick. Like, all of a sudden, just – and that was just because of the Ohio State result, right? Like, then it completely flipped. They take care of Notre Dame in prime time, and then Caleb Williams is your winner.
We were talking in our trading room a few weeks back when Caleb Williams was still at like plus 800, plus 900 that, you know, he was kind of more in this discussion than he probably was getting credit for, you know, in the market. I mean, his numbers all season have been crazy. He's had these kind of wild, you know, magician type plays all throughout the season. And what really helped, obviously, was CJ Stroud just, you know, that mess of a game and just propelled Caleb right in there. Two big wins back-to-back for him really helped as well, kind of in a prime-time spotlight there.
What's the reaction like in the trade room when our guy Mattress Matt comes in with a big bet like he did on Houston or even some of his past bets? What's that like for you guys? I'm just so curious. Take us behind the scenes.
It has its pros and cons. You know, for us, when he came through on the Astros bet, suddenly it made our job a lot easier on the futures market because now we just have one team to fade. We just, you know, don't want the Astros at that point. And it's kind of helped with college basketball, too. He has placed a $500,000 bet with us as well. All we got to do kind of is fade Houston. So it does make our futures market easier. But then when the Astros start getting to the World Series, we're sweating pretty hard at that point. So has its pros and cons.
I'm fading
Christian,
Houston.
You mentioned your conversations, the trading room. For our audience, I think people will be interested in this. Take us into what that chat is like. Do you guys have conversations as bets come in, or do you guys try to view what just happened, what is about to happen, and kind of work on moving the odds the right way? Or do you react more off of the bets are coming in, this is the liability you guys have? Now take us kind of inside that trading room and what those conversations are like.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of factors going on. You know, we have TVs everywhere. You know, we have all the bets coming through. And that's the main thing that we'll use as our gauge is those bets coming through from, you know, players that we've recognized in the past as sharp, you know, and really on top of their bets. So even on those that one we were talking about with Alabama, we're going, wait, we need to get them back in here. Once we put them in, suddenly we were already taking bets. I think we had them in at 50 to 1. We had to start moving them down. So we do definitely take that sharp action into play and just kind of all the factors that we're reading into, you know, what's this going to look like next week? You know, how's this landscape, you know, shaping up?
Christian, so you mentioned like now you've got months to set it up where you're not going to get killed on Houston, but that's tough to do when so much money is in play. And for those not keeping up with it, Houston is your favorite right now for college basketball. Anything else of note early on, before you get into conference play, is there much adjusting in the futures odds? Any risers or droppers? Or hey, is there any respected money coming in on any of these teams where you've been forced to shorten some numbers?
Yeah, UConn, Virginia, and Maryland have been three of our biggest movers so far this season. Some do off the sharp action, you know, some just off their play so far this season. You know, typically when we don't have a $500,000 bet on the favorite coming through, those are the spots that can really trip us up in the trading room is these teams that are kind of longer favorites that longer dogs earlier in the season, and then they start shooting up the board. And when people get them at, you know, 40 to 50 to 1, our liability starts creeping up early. So,
wow.
You know, it just got me thinking, Virginia, Maryland, my neck of the woods, and we just saw mobile app betting in Maryland become legal. Do you think a part of that rise is due to that and people are just homers betting, you know, Maryland there?
It actually does play into that a bit. We've noticed in the past, once we do go into a new state, we take a lot of action on those teams, especially pretty early on, because it's just, you know, people in that state are excited to, you know, finally be able to place a bet in. I'll say early on in college football, we opened in Kansas the first week of the college football season, and we had Kansas and Kansas State money coming all throughout that first couple months. And, you know, Kansas started out really hot, and we were going, we're getting ourselves in some trouble here, but of course they fell off, so.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Christian, I think every time we've had a trader on for BetMGM, we've talked about the NFL MVP race. And right now at BetMGM, we have Patrick Mahomes minus 140, Jalen Hurts plus 325, 2 of 5 to 1, and then it drops down to Allen 10 to 1, Burrow 18 to 1. We were talking through it a few minutes ago. You know, I think we'd all agree Patrick Mahomes is the best player of the guys at the top, right? He's a better player than Hurts and Tua. But statistically, other than yards, he's not overwhelming those guys this year, you know, in terms of completion percentage, passer rating, QBR. Give us the perspective on Mahomes at minus money right now, considering the numbers aren't overwhelming over the other two guys, nor are the records, right? He's one game up on Tua, and Jalen Hurts' team has a better record.
Yeah, I was going to say the record, it actually usually ends up playing a pretty big factor. We had Tua actually at 40 to 1 a few weeks back, and I remember thinking, well, hold on, if they can get back into this division race, you know, suddenly with his numbers, he's going to be, you know, thrown right in there. And he dropped from that week down to 40 to 1, all the way down to 7 to 1. So that kind of does play a factor in. And it's also kind of his historical basis that we know that Patrick Mahomes is going to put up good numbers week after week after week. So as long as they continue this, you know, winning at this rate, he's going to be the favorite there. But, you know, similar with Hurts, if Patrick Mahomes does start to lose games, then suddenly those numbers, that window starts to shrink and it becomes a lot closer of a race.
Christian, as opposed to the first, like, let's say 8 weeks, first half of the regular season, over the last month, we haven't seen a lot of upsets. And especially the last couple of weeks, now we're getting to some of these very high numbers. Teams are clearly tanking and quarterback situation is part of it. Are you guys finding yourself in the trading room as you're working on these NFL numbers throughout the week getting more aggressive? We saw Seattle get out to an 8-point favorite just because a lot of these big favorites, they're winning. So if people want to line up those money line parlays, those are hitting at a pretty high clip right now. And it feels like we're getting more blowouts too.
Yeah, the teams at the top are the ones that are actually kind of giving us more trouble than the others. Once you kind of shrink it down, it does become a kind of more parity through that. But last week, the Dolphins game was a good example. You know, we couldn't write a bet on the other side, and we were just taking Dolphins, Dolphins, Dolphins. No one wants to bet on the Texans. We're going to see that kind of as a similar trend going forward, especially the later we get into the year here. You know, other teams start kind of looking at their younger players, and you know, the good teams want to make sure to put a beat down on lesser opponents. So yeah, it does cause us fits at times, especially like, you know, we're just trying to put out a number and we just can't take money on the other side almost no matter what we put, you know, for one team.
Great stuff, Christian. We appreciate you hopping on. Christian Cipollini, lead trader for BetMGM. He was on the GetMyPhoenix.com guest line. The Phoenix, a revolutionary technology helping men all across America get back to their best in the bedroom. Visit GetMyPhoenix.com to learn more. Coming up next, Week 13 line movement across the NFL, and there's been a lot. Joe mentioned the Seahawks up to 8 over the Rams. Aaron Donald hurt. Line movement across the games with injuries, including the running back who led the NFL in yards last week, could be out this week in a divisional matchup. We'll get to all that coming up. Joe O, Joe G, and Hawksford's BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.